Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Do you need to maximize your mixing capabilities? Philadelphia Mixing Solutions mixer drives are specially designed to handle the rigors of mixing for the pulp and paper industry. With proven technologies for top entry and aeration, our total systems approach provides cost-effective solutions to maximize stock dispersion and degassing. For more information on our mixer and aeration products, contact us today at 717-832-2800 or philamixers.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 2nd of February, 2015. The title, Two Stupid Comments and a Complaint. As we reported on Pulp and Paper Radio International this past Monday morning, last week Governor Paul LePage of the state of Maine said, quotes, "Get out of the state of Maine," end quotes. This was in response to U.S. District Court Judge John Woodcock dismissing a suit attempting to block the sale of the Bucksport Mill to a company which will dismantle it. I have heard politicians make stupid statements before, but this ranks right up at the top. If you were a paper company executive with any company, would you ever invest another dime in the state of Maine if this is how you're going to be treated? Maine has appeared hostile towards our industry for years. This is just the icing on the cake. Then to the complaint. Several paper companies filed a petition with the U.S. Department of Commerce and International Trade Commission alleging several countries' paper industries are dumping certain printing and writing grade papers in the United States, creating an unfair competition situation. We have seen this film before. The ink wasn't dry on this story before the Dead Tree Edition was out with a blog entitled, quotes, "Boo-hoo! North American paper companies that enjoyed black liquor subsidies file complaint against foreign competitors' subsidies," end quotes. It has been more years than I care to remember since I explained to you dear readers here in Nip Impressions that public corporations, A, do not have emotions or inherent ethics, they are simply a pile of registration documents, and B, that public corporations exist to find every legal way to create the highest possible return for their shareholders. Apparently the governor of Maine does not understand this, nor does Mr. Dead Tree.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Come in.
Hey, Jen.
Hi, Fred. What's up?
Jen, I was wondering, are we going to spend money advertising this year?
Fred, we've been over this before. I cannot see spending money on advertising. It simply doesn't work. Remember that year we advertised in that trade magazine? That provided zero results for us. Heck, I doubt our ad even reached our target audience.
Well, Jen, I just got off the phone with Kurt Gifford, the sales manager of Pop Ritalo Publications, and that company truly cares about his clients. Kurt sent me their media kit, and after looking through the kit, I was impressed. Have a look for yourself. They not only have our target audience, but they also measure and communicate their efforts to clients. I really like this media company. I looked on their websites, I listened to their radio programs, and they have quality content.
I don't know, Fred. Advertising is so expensive.
Well, Kurt told me that they work with their clients not only to fit their advertising needs, but also their budgets. Besides, you know we need to increase our visibility in the industry.
Well, that does seem enticing. How do we learn more?
Kurt would like us to set up a meeting with them to discuss our advertising needs and further explain how they can help increase our visibility. He even said that their vice president and CEO would be willing to talk to us.
Fred, why don't you call Kurt and schedule a meeting with them?
Advertising doesn't have to be a negative experience. Pop Ritalo Publications strives to ensure your products and services are marketed in a superior way. To learn more, contact Kurt Gifford at 770-367-4823 or email him at cgifford@taii.com or contact Helen Rausch at 937-403-8602 or email her at helen.roush@taii.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Mr. Dead Tree can be forgiven, for like me, he is out trying to create readership in a crowded field. The governor of Maine should actually be thanking Verso, for what Verso has done is cleared the decks. There will be no parade of carpetbaggers marching to Bucksport with the latest scheme to save the mill. We have lamented here for years that old mills never die, they just fade away. The reason is there's always some schemer coming to town and telling the city fathers and the state government that, quotes, if you'll just give us $20 million, we'll bring back all those high-paying jobs, end quotes. You don't have to travel too far up the Penobscot River from Bucksport to find examples of this. These schemers not only waste taxpayers' money, they give false hope to communities and their citizens. Better to take the axe and make a clean cut, I say. Oh, the stupid comment? The other one? That great paper industry executive, Robert Kraft, who happens to own a football team, the New England Patriots, said in response to the deflated football fiasco, quote, if the Ted Wells investigation is not able to definitively determine that our organization tampered with the air pressure on the footballs, I would expect and hope that the league would apologize to our entire team, and in particular to Coach Belichick and Tom Brady, for what they have had to endure this past week, end quotes. Give me a break, and allow me to give you a scolding, Mr. Kraft. First, however, let me say that I care about as much about football as Mr. Kraft does about what tricks my dog Fred can do. That being said, sports leaders here and around the world have a sacred duty which almost to the last owner they have abdicated. That sacred duty is this: to be a shining example of fair play, decency, and ethics to the children, teenagers, and young adults around the world. Young people look up to sports figures and model their own behavior after them. While we often condemn Hollywood for the crazy ideas they put in young people's minds, seldom do we condemn sports, which this columnist believes are just as guilty by example as anyone in Hollywood for teaching our children poor values. Personally, I think the New England team should voluntarily forfeit the game before it is ever played. Then if they want to go play it on Sunday afternoon for fun, using footballs inflated by the opposition, have at it. What do you think? I have given my opinions. Now it is your turn. Please take our quiz online this week. For safety this week, the stupid comments cited above reflect people with highly charged emotions. When you have highly charged emotions, you can do thoughtless, careless acts. Watch the safety conditions when the emotions are high. And finally, a confession. I got my RPA, that is drone, last week, and I promptly stuck my finger in the props. It hurts like a, well, you know, when I type, as I really did a number on the tip of the second finger on my left hand. Expect a column on drone safety if the thing doesn't kill me first. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Bright Technologies is the leader in high-density extruders for your wet waste problems. Located in Hopkins, Michigan, USA, Bright has a solution to dewater your sludge. With hundreds of installations worldwide, Bright's extruders have a track record of proven performance and are backed by the best warranty in the industry. You can find them online at sebrightproducts.com. That's sebrightproducts.com. Or give them a call today at 269-793-7183. That's 269-793-7183.
Today's Nip Impressions column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading Jim's column to you today because Jim is away. Here are Jim's thoughts. He says, over the years, I have taught loyal readers of this column about spinning the invoice printer, lean, orderly, and clean, LOC, and legal, moral, and ethical, LME. However, I have been gravely remiss in one area, an area in which I was immersed in serious training about 40 years ago. It was 1975, and I worked in central engineering at Procter & Gamble in Cincinnati, Ohio. Central Engineering had over 2,000 employees in those days. Several years before, I'm not quite sure when, but before I arrived in February of 1974, company management had looked around and noticed that the entire company was heavily white and male. Always highly attuned and sensitive to public opinion, for public opinion then, as now, had a large impact on the results of a consumer products company, and senior management decided this must change. Further, they decided that this change involved more than just hiring females and people of color. These new employees must be productive members of the team. In other words, P&G could not afford tokenism. These new team members had to be held accountable to the same high standards as everyone else. In order to clear the deck so that everyone could be properly held accountable, it was determined that the male white employees most likely needed some training in attitude adjustment. In other words, senior management got it that the worst kind of prejudice is not holding everyone to the same standards. This was a tricky concept for that time. African Americans and women had been held down because society said they did not meet high standards, and this was a stupid broad-brush concept. Central Engineering had the largest collection of personnel whose output was the most difficult to measure. We had no metronome as exists in production, namely a production line with nameplate capacity. We had no business goals that could be measured monthly, such as in sales and marketing. We had sloppy projects of all sizes and shapes, which, while measurable on an individual basis, were not measurable in a macro sense. So we became the trial training ground. We embarked on an interesting journey. Two of the biggest, most deeply pigmented industrial psychologists that could be found were hired and placed in our department. Training began. From early 1975 until I left for a field assignment in July 1977, I spent about 6 weeks in what we called those days black and white training. Some was on site, some was on the job, and some was at various private conference centers around Cincinnati. This training has affected my view of everyone, not just minorities and women, everyone whom I have met in the ensuing four decades. I will not presume to be able to distill that intensive training and 40 years application experience into one Nip Impressions column, but I will give you some key introductory points. 1. The worst kind of prejudice is condescension and accepting less than at least standard performance from someone who is not like you. 2. If you tell different kinds of jokes and stories when minorities and women are not present than you do when they are, you are prejudiced. Words matter. That's 3. Yes, you must be politically correct at times. Use effort hours instead of man hours. Use access way instead of manhole. Use humankind instead of mankind. You get the idea. 4. If someone looks different from you, they have likely had life experiences very different from yours, and you should not assume that they approach a given subject as you would. In fact, that person may just have a better approach. Now, why do we concern ourselves with these matters? On a personal level, it's simply the right thing to do. On a corporate level, everyone working together at maximum efficiency provides the overall best chance we have at being successful. These thoughts are just a taste of the rich learnings I received so long ago. In the future, I will bring up other aspects of this viewpoint. What do you think? You can take our quiz this week to share your thoughts. For safety this week, I am glad the health field has largely been able to remove the stereotypes that used to be associated with their profession. When I have a health emergency, I want the best talent available, and you should too. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 16th of February, 2015. The title, You Are Surrounded. The email started out as many do that I get. Dear Dr. Thompson, my son has been persuaded to take up pulp and paper science as a career. I do not know anything about this. What do I need to know? That's a slight paraphrase, and it was a long email. In my response, I immediately corrected the doctor idea and went on to wax enthusiastically about our industry as I usually do. Perhaps I should have said more or approached the subject something like this. If you are writing to me while sitting in a modern structure built to today's building codes, you are surrounded by pulp and paper products. As I often say, they are so ubiquitous, they are invisible.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Come in.
Hey, Jen.
Hi, Fred. What's up?
Jen, I was wondering, are we going to spend money advertising this year?
Fred, we've been over this before. I cannot see spending money on advertising. It simply doesn't work. Remember that year we advertised in that trade magazine? That provided zero results for us. Heck, I doubt our ad even reached our target audience.
Well, Jen, I just got off the phone with Kurt Gifford, the sales manager of Pop Ritalo Publications, and that company truly cares about his clients. Kurt sent me their media kit, and after looking through the kit, I was impressed. Have a look for yourself. They not only have our target audience, but they also measure and communicate their efforts to clients. I really like this media company. I looked on their websites, I listened to their radio programs, and they have quality content.
I don't know, Fred. Advertising is so expensive.
Well, Kurt told me that they work with their clients not only to fit their advertising needs, but also their budgets. Besides, you know we need to increase our visibility in the industry.
Well, that does seem enticing. How do we learn more?
Kurt would like us to set up a meeting with them to discuss our advertising needs and further explain how they can help increase our visibility. He even said that their vice president and CEO would be willing to talk to us.
Fred, why don't you call Kurt and schedule a meeting with them?
Advertising doesn't have to be a negative experience. Pop Ritalo Publications strives to ensure your products and services are marketed in a superior way. To learn more, contact Kurt Gifford at 770-367-4823 or email him at cgifford@taii.com or contact Helen Rausch at 937-403-8602 or email her at helen.roush@taii.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Let's do an inventory. We'll assume you're sitting in a room roughly 10 feet by 10 feet. That would be 3 meters by 3 meters. If this room is covered with wallboard on four sides and the ceiling, that area covered by wallboard is 420 square feet. This wallboard likely has face paper of basis weight 26 pounds per 1,000 square feet and backing paper of 42 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So, you are surrounded by 28.56 pounds of paper just to start with. By the way, check my math. I'm notorious for producing faulty math calculations in this column. Have I ever told you that I think wallboard facing paper is one of the most difficult applications we have in the paper industry? We ask an awfully lot of this paper over a very long period of time. What else do you have in the room? 5 pounds of newsprint, even in these days of newsprint decline? Easily several hundred pounds of books. If you have any manufactured furniture with laminate tops, you have several layers of one of the most expensive grades of paper known to humankind in this. A visit to the loo is a confrontation with tissue grades of all sorts and sizes. If you change your infant's nappy while there, more pulp was used. I just love the English terminology for these functions. Back at the refrigerator, your ice cream likely has pulp in it. Other processed foodstuffs may contain pulp as well. Your modern electronics also may contain layers of specialized paper products. Of course, we haven't begun to talk about all those overnight delivery boxes that wind up at your front door each week. In our household, these have gone from being an interesting anomaly to a regular occurrence. Yes, pulp and paper is alive and well and everywhere. We're going to have fun with our quiz this week. You get to offer more items that are within arm's reach that contain pulp and paper. For safety this week, modern antiseptic conditions in our safety systems would not be possible without pulp and paper. However, that does not mean we do not need to be diligent in our practices ourselves here. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015 Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter, and I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early, a day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow, who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646 or meet us at rmrmechanical.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 23rd of February, 2015. The title, Do We Require Managers or Technicians? Part 1. When my pulp and paper writing started to gain notoriety many years ago, I received correspondence on two different occasions from a fine old professor, long retired, from a famous institution of learning in the pulp and paper industry. Quite elderly at the time, this gentleman gave me a written thrashing along the lines of, quotes, how dare you write about the industry? You did not graduate from fine institution, end quotes. This bothered me. In earlier times, I had had dinner with him on several occasions, but obviously now when I poke my head out of my foxhole, it was not appreciated. In his eyes, I was not worthy. I hear a lot of discussions these days along the lines of, quotes, what is wrong with this industry is it is run by a bunch of MBAs that don't know anything about pulp and paper, end quotes. I will agree that the industry is run by a bunch of MBAs that don't know anything about pulp and paper, but I will not agree that this is what is wrong with the industry. The reality is all industries these days are run by a bunch of MBAs that don't know anything about fill-in-the-blank industry. Why? Because these are the only people that know how to talk to the bankers and financiers on Wall Street. Even privately held large companies hire such MBAs as the go-betweens with their bankers.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Come in.
Hey, Jen.
Hi, Fred. What's up?
Jen, I was wondering, are we going to spend money advertising this year?
Fred, we've been over this before. I cannot see spending money on advertising. It simply doesn't work. Remember that year we advertised in that trade magazine? That provided zero results for us. Heck, I doubt our ad even reached our target audience.
Well, Jen, I just got off the phone with Kurt Gifford, the sales manager of Paparitalo Publications, and that company truly cares about his clients. Kurt sent me their media kit, and after looking through the kit, I was impressed. Have a look for yourself. They not only have our target audience, but they also measure and communicate their efforts to clients. I really like this media company. I looked on their websites, I listened to their radio programs, and they have quality content.
I don't know, Fred. Advertising is so expensive.
Well, Kurt told me that they work with their clients not only to fit their advertising needs, but also their budgets. Besides, you know we need to increase our visibility in the industry.
Well, that does seem enticing. How do we learn more?
Kurt would like us to set up a meeting with them to discuss our advertising needs and further explain how they can help increase our visibility. He even said that their vice president and CEO would be willing to talk to us.
Fred, why don't you call Kurt and schedule a meeting with them?
Advertising doesn't have to be a negative experience. Paparitalo Publications strives to ensure your products and services are marketed in a superior way. To learn more, contact Kurt Gifford at 770-367-4823 or email him at cgifford@taii.com or contact Helen Rausch at 937-403-8602 or email her at helen.roush@taii.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Financial, tax, and regulatory matters have become so complex that an entire breed of trained professionals has been created to talk in these circles. Your pulp and paper company could simply not operate without this layer of individuals today. your company could not participate in the correct credit and equity markets without having them on board. Business has become so complex that these specialists are necessary in order to keep the money and paperwork in order. This is why you see top people move from CEO of a company in one industry to CEO of a company in another entirely different industry. Where the mistake comes is when these people, believing in their own ego's thoughts, think they actually know something about the companies where they sit as head. This is usually a disaster. The smart ones make sure they have some very bright industry knowledgeable managers packed closely around themselves, and those managers are also bright enough to know what they are there to do, run the day-to-day business. Long gone are the simple days when an engineer or pulp and paper scientist with little or no other training can rise from the entry-level position to the CEO slot without a detour for further education or experiences. The last one I knew that did this was Bill Leidig, who started out as a green engineer at Great Northern and rose to CEO of that company, a position he held until the company was sold to George Pacific back in the early 1990s. If you closely examine the best-run companies in the industry today, the top of the company is not dominated by one person, although necessarily one person holds the top job. Again, packed tightly around that person is a group of fine industry professionals with everyone performing within their areas of expertise. What do you think? Tell us what you think of the individuals who run your company by taking our quiz online this week. For safety this week, safety has to be practiced from the top to the bottom. No excuses. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.